and Kathy Dawes-Nell, along with Dave Colburn. Boy, 2 days in a row, you might as well just take over my anchor spot here, Dave. Dave was on yesterday for Manhattan Ogden USD 383, but today he's wearing a different hat. He's going to be talking about Bike Month. And, of course, I know you're very involved, you know, with the advisory committee and some of the different things that are going on in preparation for Bike Month, which is in May. And you have a meeting coming up, and I'm sure you'd love to have other people help out getting ready for this.
We would. Bike Month meeting is Tuesday, March 7th at 6:30 in the Grossbeck Room at the Public Library. And we'll be talking about what we'll do for Bike Month this year. In the past, we've done things like last year we had the inaugural Little Apple Pedal, which was a huge success. That was out at the River Pond. And this year we're going to bring it into town. We're trying to put together a bicycle swap for kids' bikes. So if people have got a kid's bike that they're done with, and bring it and try to swap it around and match kids up to bikes. And we've historically done a progressive dinner where we ride around town and get little treats at various restaurants. AJ's Pizza down in Egg in downtown has done a great job supporting that, and Hy-Vee has supported it. And we don't have details worked out on a lot of these yet, but that's what we'll be working on. We do a bike to work day, a women's ride, a gravel ride, a bike to school day. So anybody that wants to learn about this stuff and help out, we'd love to have them come again at the library Tuesday at 6:30 in the Grossbeck Room. And I do serve on the Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Committee. Lots of things going on in terms of improving bicycle and pedestrian access around town. One of the things that I'll wear both hats for a minute, I serve on the school board and this committee, and the city's been great about getting a grant for safe routes to schools. And I'm going to start working with our schools and getting kids to walk and ride to school instead of riding in their parents' cars. So pedal or bikes or walk and get some exercise and some fresh air. Also, the local Metropolitan Planning Organization and USD 383 schools are working on a bike safety and awareness program where all fifth and sixth graders will be exposed to bicycling rules and regulations and get a chance to practice them and become better bicyclists. So we're excited about that. Manhattan is listed as a bicycle-friendly city by the League of American Cyclists. We're a bronze level, and we're working towards becoming a silver level bicycle-friendly city. We're excited about that. And despite my passion for bicycling, two of the things that I'm really proud of that's going on are more pedestrian-oriented. And one is we've got a grant, and we're going to be working on connecting the Northview area via a trail south down to the Limey Point area where there are businesses, and people will be able to walk safely from the Northview area down to the area with Walmart and all those restaurants. And then that we'll be able to put a pedestrian crosswalk in at McCall Road and Tuttle Creek Boulevard. So that's a huge connectivity thing, because anybody that's lived in Manhattan very long and drives up and down Tuttle Creek Boulevard sees the cow path and sees people walking along Tuttle Creek Boulevard, which is just not a good way. And the only other way is down Hayes Drive, and there's no sidewalks there. So really excited about that connectivity that will be coming up. It's going to take a while to get it done, but it is going to happen. And then the other cow path that I think most people have noticed is along Fort Riley Boulevard, west of 17th. And we're not going to be able to get it completely done, but we're going to work on a sidewalk along there. The linchpin to that project will be the widening of the bridges across Wildcat Creek for Fort Riley Boulevard, which were projects that we thought might be underway by now, but they've gotten pushed off due to the rating of the KDOT funds. So lots going on, and we're really excited about some of the things we're doing.
It does seem like an uptick. And even during the winter months, of course, it's been a fairly mild winter, granted, but it seems like I've seen a lot of people out. I was on campus yesterday. I actually helped with a public relations class a little bit and did a presentation. I even saw bicycles out, even though it was kind of a blustery, you know, day. So, I mean, people are getting out and about.
Well, there are, you know, a couple of other things that are going on in the bike world. I think probably everybody's seen them around town, are the Green Apple bikes, where various businesses have sponsored bike racks and bikes for people to use for free and just get around town. And then there's also a program called Essential Bikes, where it's run through the Manhattan Community Foundation, where We try to pair up good quality repaired bicycles with people that need basic transportation. So there's a lot going on.
Real quickly,
bikes.
We don't have a lot of time. You mentioned trying to get to the silver level. What does that involve?
They want us to do more education work.
You can't do it in a minute anyway. I just was curious, but you continue to work. And again, your meeting that's coming up, you probably want to highlight that again. Just anyone who's interested can attend that?
Absolutely. So we're planning for Bike Month, which is in May, and that meeting will be, again, Tuesday the 7th in the Grossbeck Room at the Public Library.
And I'm sure you'll keep us posted as you get some more details. And thanks again for coming
in. Thank you.
David Colburn with us today, talking about Bike Month, which is coming up in May. And you've been listening to a very busy and focused today on News Radio KMAN.
Moving up on 10 a.m. at News Radio KMAN. Good morning. CBS News at the top of the hour will continue to provide you updates throughout the day on that fire in Aggieville this morning. That pretty much destroyed the dusty bookshelf. Tomorrow's In Focus program includes State Representative Ron Hyland of Wamego, Jennifer Wilson, Riley County Extension, and Riley County Emergency Management members as well to talk about Severe Weather Awareness Week. It's 10 a.m. at KMAN Manhattan.